65 degrees, up one already as we get the best 5 minutes of the day rolling. Good morning, Jason Kanz.
Good morning.
And so, I don't know how it works for you, but those mornings that you wake up even earlier, do you find yourself getting to your job sooner, or more likely you just find more things to do at home?
Well, I find more things to do at home,
yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I can putter around the house and find all sorts of things to do.
Because this morning I woke up and got up at 3:15, so my alarm's usually set for 4.
Yep.
Had a good night's sleep. Seems like I've been doing more dreaming lately. Doesn't mean I remember it. It's just, but you know, then you just kind of go, like, we both like to play Wordle and some of those other games. And so then I ventured into Sudoku today, or, you know, whatever. I mean, so it's like, yes, I did get some dishes done at home, honey, before, and made her coffee and all that. But it's just amazing. Like, I still got here at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that happens. We just kind of wheedle away our time, and that happens.
Yep. All right, so the end of your first week back after 3 weeks off and post-bariatric surgery, how are you faring?
I'm doing well. You know, I think I met with my dietitian yesterday for the first time since surgery. She was very pleased with my progress. You know, and so that's good. Work went smoother than I was expecting it to, so I was glad for that. You know, there's always that trying to get back into the swing of things when one comes back from something, but I think it's going well.
Yeah. So here was my deeper thought from yesterday we didn't get to. And that is, so when we or others say, or maybe even sing loudly and declare, God is good, you know, and there's different times. You might win the lottery, or your team wins the championship, or you get a promotion at work, and things go well. Let's say you adopt a child from Ethiopia, and you say, God is good. And then those other times of heartache and heartbreak and disappointment and sadness. And it seems to me, for me and for everyone, that's the real test. It's kind of the Job, though you slay me, still I trust you. Don't you think?
Yeah, for me, that's definitely the hardest time to be thinking that, believing that in those spaces. And I think you brought up Job, and I think that's a great example of where we see someone who has had their life seemingly destroyed, but to come back around and really understand the goodness of God behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I think what I'm getting at, we all want blessing, right? We all want.
Yep.
And I even, in recent times, started to read the beginning of Larry Crabb's book, Shattered Dreams, which is based on the book of Ruth. And it starts off good, right? I mean, she's married, and her sons are married to these women, and then there's a bunch of sadness. And I think
absolutely,
so much of our life, and I think with you, I mean, we've talked about it before. I mean, you adopted Tessa, and yet you had a heartbreaking gut punch of not being able to adopt from Haiti.
Yeah, you know, and that, you know, so our first process went incredibly smooth, and then the second one, after 8 years, just fell through. And, and I think most people have experienced heartache of some sort or another. And I think it's part of the typical rhythm of life, and to recognize God is present in all of those things.
And one of the challenges, I think, then even can be, as you see others possibly, just the imbalances of life, right?
Because
others, I would just imagine, you're going to see others and it succeeds, and you go, and it did for you in one instance, but not in another.
Right.
And we just, there's no text message that comes from heaven explaining all that.
No, for sure. And, you know, I think that's where hope and faith come in. And sometimes those feel stronger than others, but, you know, we're to lean into those places where we don't understand.
Yeah, for sure. Anyhow, that's the deeper thought there this morning, too.
That is a deeper thought, for sure, for a Friday.
All right, Acts 4:23-31, you read the scripture yesterday in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. You tackle it this way. Peter and John returned to their friends and shared what happened. Their first instinct was to pray, Sovereign Lord, creator of all that is, through David, your Holy Spirit said, why do nations rage? Like Rich Mullins' song. Why do kingdoms scheme and plot? Why do leaders gather together to go to battle against God and against his anointed? In this very city, many have gathered against Jesus, the suffering servant whom you anointed. Herod, Pontius Pilate, Jews, and Gentiles are all part of your divine story. Lord, look upon us, your servants. Grant us boldness to keep proclaiming your Son as you continue to mend the broken, heal the wounded, and reveal your love to a world that desperately needs to know the love of your son, Jesus. At their amen, my spirit shook the ground, reminding them of my power through them. They committed to speak fearlessly. I'm going to end it there, but boy, sure. that second to last sentence really got my attention there. So
yeah, the grant us boldness, proclaiming. Mending the broken, healing the wounded, revealing love. I think we all have a role in being able to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.
Hope to see you tomorrow there. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Halvo and Sam with you this morning. Caleb Boyd due back on Monday. And we talked about a little bit after the 6:30 weather this morning, Sam, that on this day in 1933, Congress passed the first federal minimum wage. You know what it was? 33 cents an hour. Yeah, wow. You had to, at that point, it's like, all right, listen, you got to make at least 33 cents an hour. Now, that was the Depression. It was almost 100 years ago. But I threw out the question, and we got one response from Keith and Owen. What is the lowest you remember getting paid? Now, yeah, there could be something that you were kind of even sharing at home. You kind of remember.
Right, right.
Dad gave you.
I remember, so my dad owns a plumbing business, and way back in the, I say way back in the day, like I'm, you know,
yeah.
I'm only 23 years old, but I remember when we would go to work with Dad. It was one of the things, one of the exciting things we got to do. And the deal was we got to go to work with him, and we could just work around the shop, do some cleanup maybe, for 25 cents an hour.
Uh-huh.
So that was just kind of the thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, at that age, it was like, whoa. So in 4 hours, you earn one whole dollar. I mean, it was awesome. You know?
That is pretty good. Well, and so Keith chiming in on the listener line at 715-396-1670 said the lowest wage I can remember was $2.50. Now, I'm going back, you know, it got me thinking, you know, kind of dusting off. Initially, I said $4.10 an hour, but it may be it got me going, wow, you know, because I'm a little older than you, Sam, the big 6-0
right,
now.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I think I do remember a minimum wage of $3.35 an hour.
Oh.
So that's getting right down there.
Yeah, wow. That for sure. And I would say, you know, I don't even know. What is it now? What is the minimum wage
That's
now?
A good question.
Isn't it still like 7-something?
I think it is 7-something.
Because the posters I've seen, I think it's 7-something.
But different states have, you know, this is the federal we're talking about. Some of the states have it higher. So we'll throw it out to the listeners. What's the lowest you remember getting paid if you've got a story or something? 715-396-1670. And coming up after the 7:30 weather, we'll have our two winners in our Day at the Dells contest. So stick around for that. The Chula Vista winners this morning announced after 7:30. Real quick, before we get to the two winners in our Days at the Dells contest, Cliff and Spooner responding to our question on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Federal minimum wage of 33 cents kicked in on this day in 1933. What's the lowest you remember getting paid? Cliff says, Halvo, I'm in your $3.35 an hour generation, but recall being paid $4 for cutting the neighbor's lawn at age 12 took about an hour.
So there you go. There
four
you go.
Bucks.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. Well, do we got some drum rolls ready to go here?
Let's do it.
All right. So it's WWIB's Days at the Dells contest, sponsored by Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And the first winner of 6 Chula Vista indoor-outdoor water park passes and 6 tickets to Chula Vista's Barry Landing's Rope Course is Jared Faraday of Chippewa Falls.
All right. Congratulations, Jared.
Jared, the co-head coach of the Chihai girls softball team, so congratulations to him. And the second winner, how about that? Two winners this morning in our Days at the Dells contest of 6 rounds of golf, each for 18 holes with a cart at Chula Vista Resort, and 6 passes for the Chula Vista Canyon Pass Zipline Adventure is Anita Haddon of Rib Lake. Boy, I thought that drum roll was never gonna
I didn't time that right. No, that's good. That's good. Suspense. We needed the suspense.
Anita Haddon of Rib Lake. So congratulations to Jared Faraday of Chippewa Falls, Anita Haddon of Rib Lake, both big winners in WWIB's Days at the Dells contest, sponsored by Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership, and Quality Propane and Fuels.
The Wake Up Show with Halvo and Sam here this Friday morning. Thanks for joining us, making us a part of your Friday morning. And Halvo, I believe we've got headlines coming up here.
We do. And I think maybe you were waiting for me to jump in there. So, yeah, we've got headlines. Caleb usually does a great job saying, hey, we all lead busy lives, but we know you do. And so We understand that, but we want you to be informed, up to date on some of the headlines from the week gone by. We aggregate the news and bring it to you now in headlines, and here we go. Never do it as good as he does. But anyhow, more than 4 out of 10 American millionaires say they do not feel rich.
Those must be the 4 who are forced to get out and fill up their own gas tank.
Poor baby.
I discovered this summer that once you fire up the grill, people are instantly drawn to you.
Yeah, they can't wait to tell you exactly what you're doing wrong.
Like critical moths to a flame.
Mm. According to a study out of Sweden, the good cop gets more confessions than the bad cop when police use the good cop, bad cop interrogation technique.
The results of the study won't be translated into English and made available in the U.S. for a while. The government is afraid it would ruin the plots of NCIS and Law and Order.
Can't do that.
That's right. In California, a self-driving car got stuck in a post office parking lot when it kept going around in circles.
That's not a bug. It's a feature. Who doesn't want to tour a post office parking lot?
How exciting?
A doctor in China discovered why his patient was experiencing severe ear pain. A spider was building a nest.
Ugh. At first, the nest didn't hurt that much, but then the spider added an indoor swimming pool and a home theater room.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Researchers found that up to 25 cups of coffee per day is safe for your arteries.
Now, if you're drinking 25 cups of coffee a day, forget your arteries. It's your bladder that'll have most of your attention.
You might just need to live in the bathroom at that point.
And finally this morning, science tells us the core of the sun is thought to be around 27 million degrees.
Which coincidentally is the exact temperature reached inside your car when left in the Walmart parking lot for about 15 minutes.
Please roll down a window.
That's right. Well, those are your headlines for the week, and now you are all caught up. Well, speaking of Avenue Orchard, that is where our very last Summer Smiles event is going to be coming up on the 17th. It's going to be on a Wednesday again, so come on out one last time for food, fun, and lots of freebies. It's our Summer Smiles finale this Wednesday, the 17th. Of July here at Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire.
Yeah, that's right, Sam. The first 50 people are going to get their choice this time of a free hot fudge or a hot caramel ice cream sundae. Which would you go for?
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm magnetically drawn towards the hot fudge.
Me too.
For sure.
Me too.
For sure.
Or they can choose an Avenue Orchard apple cider float or apple cider slushy. Quite the decision.
All great things for the warm weather, you know, summer treats. And you can also support this great local business with a purchase. Stock up on fresh baked breads and cookies, freeze-dried candy, jams, jellies, applesauces, and, of course, apple cider plus those slushies and floats.
Can I just say where I work the rest of my day? At One Source Imaging downtown Eau Claire, we're next to the Avenue Orchard Test Kitchen down there.
Oh,
and there's
no
times that they'll come in and say, would you guys sample this cookie? And we never say no.
Well, yeah. No. I mean, why? There's no good reason to refuse that sort of, wow, awesome.
It's fantastic. Win prizes on site with surprise giveaways, including value baskets or custard from Culver's, and enjoy bubbles, contests, and yard games, and sign up to win a big, huge family 4-pack of Wisconsin Dells tickets worth over $400.
Again, these packages you can come and sign up for, you know, it's not just for the freebies, and, you know, it's lots of great opportunities for some summer trips here, too. We'll also, there'll also be some free entertainment from the incredible Kevin's Juggling and Balloons with his sensational balloon twisting creations for the kids. You know, out of all the events we did last year, I never once got to see Kevin.
No, he's great.
Not one time. I'm excited to see him.
He was at the 50th anniversary celebration in Chippewa.
Was he?
Yeah, he was there.
Was he?
But
maybe,
you know, it was as were
him.
Thousands of people, so maybe you missed it. But there was quite a line for him, really.
Sure.
And this is your very last chance to enter for our grand prize for the summer, which is what, Sam?
This is 2 full event tickets to OneFest, which is coming up
3 weeks
really
from
fast
today.
On us here. And the kicker here is the last pair of meet and greets for the man himself, Toby Mack.
Yeah, I want to get a selfie with Toby. Our Summer Smiles series is presented by Marquardt Motors Buick and GMC with thanks to our day sponsor, Economy Furniture of Chippewa Falls.
And then the free will donations for the day go to Feed My People Food Bank. And every dollar you give provides not one but 2 meals. So will you help us double the $750 already given by Marquardt and Economy Furniture so we can provide at least 3,000 meals?
Yeah, join us for one more Summer Smile stop. These have been a big hit this summer. This Wednesday, 11 to 1, this time at Avenue Orchard on 53 South in Eau Claire.
You know, we were talking, Halva, we were talking about, you know, what Caleb's been doing with the matching challenges. And I was able to go to yesterday's event for a little bit. I was able to be there till about noon. I had all
or Wednesdays, you mean, yeah.
Right,
Wednesdays
exactly, of, right. Yeah. I had, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, my week is all
that's okay.
Up.
That's
I
okay.
Knew, that's right, 2 days ago. So I had all my siblings with me, so yeah. I was kind of doing double duty. But we were able to be there till about noon, and I didn't see the end result of the matching challenge.
You hadn't heard that we reached it.
Whether or not Caleb was able to, you know, have the become water ballooned there.
Right.
And so just a little bit ago, I seen the video up on our web Facebook page. And
he got doused.
That, yeah. No, absolutely soaked, which is awesome. That was so great.
That's the question now, though, as you know, you go back a couple of weeks, right? And your younger brother is the one who actually pied him. I mean, in the face and in the hair and the whole deal. Right. He did a great job.
No,
And now he's got it washed out with the double punch, the dual giant water balloons. But what remains? What remains?
It would have to be it. I think it'd have to be something to top all of that for the finale.
And really, $750, this is, you know, less than half of the 1950 exactly. we had. And it's for exactly. a great cause, Feed My People Food Bank. So, I don't know.
Should be fun. We'll have to see what Caleb comes up with. Yeah. It seems he's a bit of a glutton for punishment.
They did have
regard.
A poll last week leading up to the event this time. So
that's right. Caleb didn't mention that. But either way, come on out. Come on out and see us, Avenue Orchard, this next Wednesday. The 17th, same time, 11 to 1. And it's, again, the finale. So if you haven't been able to make it out for any of these other ones, come on out for this one. It's going to be awesome. Avenue Orchard. And come on out and join us. 10 minutes left in the hour. Halvo and Sam here on this Friday for your WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb out today as we wrap up the week here. Speaking of, Halvo's put together the best of this week is what Halvo does every week. Just kind of wrap up all of the best moments from the WIB Wake Up Show with both himself and Caleb throughout the week. And this week sounded something like this.
There's a thorough brushing going on right there.
Indeed.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a simple way to enhance your daily routine, try brushing your teeth while balancing on one leg.
Yeah, experts say this easy exercise. Easy? I mean, depending.
I've never looked like a flamingo when ever, but especially while brushing my teeth.
If you do it out on your front lawn.
Yes.
Experts say this easy exercise not only improves balance and coordination, but also stimulates brain function and, get this, strengthens bones.
And, Havel, the question is this. 12 million of these are made each day. 12 million of what? 12 million of what are made each day?
Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, what do you think?
Crayons.
You're the winner! Just like that.
You got it, Linda. Yes, 12 billion Crayola crayons made each day. I have gathered various items from Facebook Marketplace to create a showcase. And so I will give you the items. You must guess the total showcase value of these items within $10. That's the whole close enough. Within $10 without going over. If you go over, unfortunately, you are out.
$28.17.
Rose?
That's really good.
You didn't get it, but you are still in the game. And, yeah, let's just say you're bringing us close. You're bringing us close, Rose. Thank you. You can call us back, 715-723-2555, because now we're higher than 2817, Halvo, but lower than 3100.
Right, absolutely. That is the new floor, so say goodbye to 2500 is the floor. The floor is 2817. That dog will hunt, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, Rose was definitely sniffing.
She's in the ballpark.
In the right direction. Two tickets.
Don't you love mixing metaphors?
That's right. Great.
Birthday Bob in Rice Lake strikes again. He's just in and out with the birthdays. Happy anniversary, though, today for Gary and Joyce Moore. M-O-H-R. Many happy returns as you continue to share the love of Jesus through your lives. Happy anniversary.
It's kind of neat with how the timing works out. As I come in here to start mid mornings, it's a couple days during the week here. It's right about 7:45 a lot of times when I'm on the road, and it's just kind of fun. I can tune in a lot of the times, hear the tail end of what Caleb and Halvor are doing on the WIB Wake Up Show, and so that was this week. There's not all the days, as Halvo said, there were some technical difficulties with recording, but this is another week in the books for the WIB Wake Up Show.